and they didn't have any sidewalks. They were dirt. And
how many stores did they have?
Well, when I first remember, there was the drugstore and the bank and Oscar Stuckey's hardware, grocery store. And Clements's, his was a wooden store, and he sold groceries and some dry goods. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Cleve Steadstill had a market. And
so it's gotten bigger since.
Yes, it's got bigger, and they have got the streets paved,
mm-hmm.
and they've got modern stores. They
mm-hmm.
all packed all the stores up that has been built since I can remember, except, and the bank's been redone. It was ever it's been redone.
Mm-hmm. They were doing.
And the post office was in a wooden building, and we have a nice post office now,
mm-hmm.
and we have a nice little drugstore. Well. And a nice bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some real nice little businesses up there.
We were noticing that, you know, when we went by, that they were redoing some
of
the
stores. Yes, redoing some of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Them stores that they redoing now. My sister's old man owned that whole lot. Mr. Stuckey. At one time, except his brother-in-law, Mr. Jim Brophy. On one corner store, and then Mr. Stuckey on that whole rest of that block out. And so they have sold it now to the druggist, and the druggist is a fixing that. And and this Mr. Clemens is really, you know, building it back up instead of letting it go down when it's building it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a right nice footwear business, like a little office building.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is friendly, I don't have to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we sure did notice that, didn't we? Yeah, everyone.
If you call anybody there and ask for somebody, if they can't help you, they sure not going, they're going to do their dead level
mm-hmm.
best.
We've
give
noticed
you
that.
Help.
That's true. That's good.
We got a friendly town, I'll have to tell you, we've got
mm-hmm.
a friendly
mm-hmm.
town.
I believe you.
I do
too. I've seen evidence of it quite a bit. Did you live in this house when you were born?
Yes, I was born in this room.
How old would you say this house is?
Well, I heard Mama and the colored woman that used to work with us until she moved to Florida, and she was around 65 when she quit helping us here. And Mady, this was the Walker place. And she said her daddy bought it from old man, from a Yancey.
Mm-hmm.
And then granddaddy bought it from the Uncle Toad. I tell you, this place has been resisting, wouldn't you name it, over 150 years.
Oh, boy.
This main body part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now all the rest has been added to
added.
This room and the hall and the living room. Oh. Which came from Mady's daddy owned it.
My gosh, and you were born in this very room.
I was born in this room.
My gosh,
mm-hmm.
that is.
Because see, Uncle Toad's Aunt Lure's daddy owned it first in it, after, and Mady and them owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I'm 60. I'll be 62 my
mm-hmm.
next birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mady said she was a little girl whenever her daddy sold it to a man, Dave Yancey. And Aunt Lular said she was growed up here in this these rooms, these here, three through here. And Aunt Lular, all of them's all done dead.
A long time, I know. This must be one of the oldest houses around here, would you say?
Well, I'd put it next to the oldest, and if I don't know, there ain't no older than these three rooms here.
Really?
Now, there may be, but I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it now, because you think about Aunt Lua.
Pick up.
Well, you see, Daddy is 99. Well, there's 100 of it.
Did he live here too?
No, but it was him when he
it
come.
Was,
yeah,
it
was done.
99 to build himself.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point I'm going by, because now Aunt Lula then was here then. And Aunt Lula
was
said...
50 years old then?
Huh? Aunt Lula...
See, that couldn't have been 100 years ago, because your daddy was here then.
No, Papa wasn't here. He was here, but he weren't here in this house. Aunt Lula then was him. And Mady Walker's daddy, and then was him. And I'm counting, Daddy's been here 75 years. Whenever Daddy and Mama come in. Well, I'm just going back, you know, I hear that nigga woman, her daddy was here.
But I do know where this one at. It is one of the old homestead houses.
Around Rye?
It looks like Mount Rye.
But I wouldn't, I tell you now, these three.